Stand with me, please, and just stand. I know it's Wednesday. You know, I notice the difference between you standing on a Sunday and on Wednesday. You're a lot slower on a Wednesday. Would you stand, please? Thank you. Okay, so praise the Lord. That was beautiful. Wasn't that good? That was beautiful. That was great. Thank you. Just our hearts. This is our service on our hearts tonight for a few minutes, and just how we have each other in our hearts and what we believe in our hearts. And Cody, you just you just gave me great words the other night, and I just thank you for that. That was so good. And he's just like shining, like just saying, I got saved, you know. I don't know, I'd love to hear you say that. Would you like to, can you just say that out loud?
I got saved.
Okay, very good, okay. All right, so Father, we thank you for this assembly and these brothers we heard and so much happening around us. Bless this message tonight. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep your heart. You can finish the rest of it. With all diligence. How many know the verse? Keep your heart with all diligence. It means guard. Guard your heart. We guard our houses. We guard our cars. We guard our reputation. We guard our, maybe our friends. We guard, but do we guard our heart? Guard your heart. Your heart is a lot. It means a lot to you, your heart. Hearts get cold, hearts get stony, hearts get deceived, hearts change, hearts don't care, hearts get, people get old and hard. Our hearts, when somebody, it says, if riches increase, set not your hearts upon the riches. But can money change a person? Just do a Google search on the lottery winners and how many lives are destroyed by money. My heart. How many of you feel like your heart is important to you? Your heart is important, right? What's in my heart? How many sometimes you feel like you're like a child in your heart? Matthew 18:2. Yeah, we need to be like children in our hearts because that's how we enter the kingdom, by that simplicity and trust. Guard, verse 23, guard your heart with all diligence. Maybe it goes sideways, you know how we say that? Like an airplane. Once it goes in a certain way, there's no way to change it. It's going to crash. Yeah, it just goes sideways and it's over. Maybe my heart goes sideways. And there's something that I've forgotten, or something I'm not rehearsing, or something not taking care of or maintaining. We maintain our cars, our houses, sometimes our relationships with each other. We maintain our minds. We don't want to lose our mind. We maintain our bodies with vitamins and exercise and water. But do we do anything to keep guard, maintain our hearts? We don't know after this whole change in our society with what has been going on. We don't know its effect on people. And I really don't want to talk about it in any detail, only that I think that I need to pay attention to what's happening inside in my heart. And you help me with that a lot. And these brothers, when I listen to them, and when I read a book about missions, and I get stirred up in my heart about the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God to save somebody. And you can ask Cody, you know, and others, and just get stirred up in your heart. You say, that's what is going on. That's the important thing. I read this little piece, how do you hide an elephant? And he said, even mice could hide an elephant if you have enough mice. And his point was, many little things can hide an elephant. And what's my purpose? We are on the earth with this high and holy calling to know God and to worship Him. Walk by faith in Him and trust Him. Keep it big. Keep it clear. What's the real point? Not Jack in the Box, light of motion activity, and then, you know, what's the tunk, you know? Oh, that was fun. Let's stuff him in and crank it up and do it again. We do it for hours. Yeah. Okay, so one other portion, but go to 23 one more time. Keep your heart with all diligence. It does take effort. If you just let it go, you might end up in a bad place. Just let your heart go. Let your heart be whatever. Watch whatever you want to. Listen to whatever. You agree with everybody. And just let your heart go. Like the gardener in Proverbs 24 just lets the garden go and the weeds grow. And it's the fence falls in and the house and the whole thing. He said, I saw, I considered it, and he said, a little folding of the hands and a little slumber, and my poverty comes as an armed bandit. And if I let my heart just go and be whatever, I may find this horrible way of thinking, this spirit of judging and negativity. And the whole elephant is covered with very small things that bother me and trouble me. But when the mind and the heart is a new heart that affects my mind. And I can read the Bible and listen and think about the important things, the big things that count. All right, so go to 23 again. It says, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of the heart are the issues of life. You can sit in a room by yourself, and out of your heart comes treasure, precious treasure, the issues of life. Well, turn to one other one. Is Luke 4, please. Luke chapter 4. Out of it are the issues of life. This is what happened from Jesus' heart in Luke 4 in verse 18. He was reading in the synagogue. He found in the book of Isaiah this scripture, And it speaks of his ministry. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You could say those same words tonight yourself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Wow. Upon us. The Spirit of the Lord. Maybe in a sense, by way of the analogy, this is the elephant. The Spirit of the Lord has for us something that is huge, big, like it's, you can't miss it. You cannot miss it in life. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Verse 18, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. I have to say, as we learned in this ministry, I have to say that the only thing I feel that I love so much is the anointing of God. That's what I love so much in the ministry. It's the anointing of God. It's what we all love so much. It's the anointing of God. It's not our abilities or whatever is happening on some level. It isn't that. It's that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us and has anointed us, that he wants something to happen in this world where there is not an anointing. There are other hearts and spirits. There are strange hearts and strange spirits in the world. And you and I are stirred up in our heart when the Spirit of God has anointed us. And what for? Why has he anointed us? And there's a list here. Because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You know, that does stir your heart when you see poor people. When you see poor people, and there are a lot of them, and it stirs your heart, you know, it's beautiful. But my heart, do I care about the poor people? Jesus did. He was anointed to preach to the poor people. Do we care about? Well, I might not go. I may not go to Africa, but I can see pictures or I can think about it. You know, this stirs our heart. If my heart doesn't care about poor people, it's kind of like the whole point of ministry is for salvation. It's for a changed life. It's for a person to be redeemed. And when we hear these stories, I want to hear another one. I want to hear another one. I want to see a miracle. Is there a miracle, God? Do you still do miracles? Yes, I do. I want to see one. Could I see one? Yes. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. Oh, Lord, I want to see one. That's the heart. Keep my heart, not cynical, but keep my heart diligently, because God is here and he's doing his work. Verse 18, it says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Wouldn't that be fun to meet somebody that's brokenhearted? Brokenhearted because of their family. Brokenhearted because of their marriage, brokenhearted because of their boss or their job, brokenhearted because of what happened in high school, brokenhearted because they were passing all their tests through school and then they failed out of school. And when they failed school, that was the end. They lost it. They lost it. They disappeared. They're gone. They're brokenhearted. I met a man in Towson at the Circle. I was soul winning one day by myself. I sat on the bench. I talked to this man who was homeless or And he told me his story. I just asked. He was a very sensible, intelligent guy. He said, I was doing great when I was 38 years old, and my life changed. I said, how? He said, my wife died of cancer. When my wife died, how old are you now? 42. Do you have children? I have two sons. They will not talk to me. I had cars. I had a house. I had a business. I lost everything. Wow. Does that stir your heart? I think I don't know the details. I don't know what happened. But yeah, I could see that. Jesus said, I am anointed to preach to those people, to heal the brokenhearted. Isn't that what he says here? And of course, we may not be preaching like he did, but in another way we do. We are here in his place. We have his words. We have his parables, his message. We have his gospel. We have the word of God, and it's in our hearts. And then he said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. These are people that are really bound, like in shackles. I think of demonic bondage. I think of people that are all, you know, like they got orange hair and they're a barista in the Starbucks or something, and they have a nose piercings and earrings and chains that go around their body and everything. And you just say, do you want to get, you think in your heart, are you looking for attention with your flaming orange hair? Are you looking for attention? You got it with me. You've got my attention. Talk to me. I want to know what's going on inside you, because I have a heart. Like God has a heart. God talks to people. God wants to know. God cares about you. We are anointed long before we're on the street. We're anointed in our home, in our prayer closet. We're anointed in life. I mean, being in this meeting tonight is like an experience. It helps me in my life. Just being in the presence of God, in the presence of God's people, helps sharpen my edge, helps waken me up. There is a guy with orange hair and purple hair and chains galore and tattoos everywhere. And I don't know if he will listen to me, but maybe nobody talks to him except his circle. And maybe Jesus is saying, I am anointed to preach to people in captivity. They are in captivity. They are bound. They are in some kind of trouble, some kind of darkness. This is exciting. And this is like meaning that our heart is bigger than our small, you know what I mean. Our heart is bigger than like the Jack in the Box story, which is like really a dead end story. Like the Jack in the Box life is the life people are living. You know, the NFL won a champion, you know, some team won, and the Jack in the Box comes up and goes like this. And that's the end. You know, your favorite team wins, you get a paycheck, you buy a new car, your favorite, you have a girlfriend, the favorite thing, the best thing happened to you ever, and then we are anointed to say no. No. No, there's something going on inside our heart, inside our mind, inside our lives that is including people that we love and know many times. Let's finish. It says, and recovering of sight to the blind. And look at all these things. These are precious things. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 6 things he came to do. And I would say, if my heart is cold and stony, none of these things will be in my heart. If my heart is just like the little mice that are covering the whole thing up, and I don't know. If my heart is just somehow fascinated with weird and stupid and foolish things, if my heart shrivels up like a prune, a grape becomes a raisin, right? A plum becomes a prune. If I just should dry up and be something less. But if God would anoint us with this freshness, and how does it happen? Let me just say a couple closing things on it. My daughter Bethany is over here. She's a precious person. Many of you know her. And she loves her family so much, her and John. And she has a son in the Marines in Hawaii, John. And tomorrow's his birthday, I think, right? Tomorrow's his birthday. So he's a Marine. He's 22 tomorrow. Okay. And Emma's going to be 17 in a couple of days, too. This is like a family talk. Okay. So what did I want to say? How do you keep your heart soft? Your children, your family, your friends. I'm amazed at Pastor Schiavelli, and we're all, you know, we know him so well, and his love and passion and fervency. But, you know, his heart is so much he loves. Like, he loves the people in Africa. He loves the pastors. He loves the churches. Can we say it keeps him alive? Pastor? He gives them a lot. I mean, what keeps you? How about a little picture of your mom and dad on the desk? How about a memory from something in the nature, in the forest, a walk? How about a good book that you could read and reread? How about when you meet God in some book where this is a man of God writing from his heart and it stirs your heart? That's how it happens. How about a class where you touch God in a Bible class and you go away saying, wow, that was very, very refreshing. I needed that. That was precious to me. How about a prayer meeting in the closet by myself and something is moving and working by the Spirit? The Spirit is sent into the world. Let us not grieve him. Let's not quench him. Let's not fall into the little mice category. And you get all these mice and they cover up the whole most important big thing that God has called you into. He has called you into being a minister. He has called you into faith. And by the way, ministry isn't simply doing things. Ministry is more like what we're talking about tonight. It's our hearts. It's in our hearts. People are captive. They need to be released. People are blind. They need to see. And then he said, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And this is the closing part. And it goes like this. Bruised means shattered. Now, if I had a clay pot and knocked it over, it would break into maybe 7-10 pieces. You know, depends how hard it falls. But if I take that clay pot and I just smash it and just take the, it's shattered. That's the meaning of this word. It is in verse 18. It says, to set at liberty them that are shattered. They've been hurt so much. They have been hurt, devastated. Every one of these, this is why Jesus came. He came for people. And people, I read some crazy things. There's more money spent for like animals and you know, there's now animal hospitals and animals, and then there's more, was it more money was given to the cause of nature, animal, saving animals and so on, than given to poor people. More is given for those causes than the poor people. Why? Because our hearts are different, maybe. But we are not bringing money necessarily, but we are bringing the gift of eternal life, the gospel. We are bringing the power of God unto salvation. We're bringing a clean conscience, a new life, born again, saved, forgiven, my name in the book of life. We're bringing the message and the ministry that makes a difference in the lives of people. This stirs our hearts very much. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, thank you for bringing us here tonight. Decades of assembling all so that we could keep or guard our hearts diligently. Because out of our hearts comes this ministry. We believe you've done this in Turkey. We hear about it. In Nepal, we've seen it in so many parts of the world. And here in Baltimore, our country needs this ministry, this message. It's way beyond, Lord, what we could ever handle on our own. We're not able, but if you could breathe on our hearts and just make keep our hearts all the days of our lives, that we would love, we would be loved and love, we would love and forgive and give and serve and care, Lord. Be kind, be patient because of our new hearts. Thank you, Lord. Bless these thoughts and this work through the Christmas season and beyond as we pay attention not to the little mice, so many of them can cover it, but to the reality of your person, to worship you and to walk with you in faith and bring a harvest of souls, Lord, not simply here in Baltimore, but in the whole country, everywhere, New Orleans and Houston and Miami, in Montreal and Toronto and Chicago, in Virginia, New York, everywhere. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One other prayer. If you're not a believer, come to Christ tonight. Say to Jesus, I need you. I want you in my life. Give me this gift of salvation. Save me. Take my sins away. Give me this gift in your name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.